Hi, this is Lori McKay from the S&D Group, and today I'm talking to Rich Pearson, who's the Chief Marketing Officer at Elance, which is the leading online work platform. Rich, before we get into what Elance does, can you tell me a little bit about the company, like how long it's been around and how you started it, that kind of thing?
Sure. The company was started in 2007 and is based in Mountain View, California. We have 110 employees, and we actually are a hybrid company in that we use about 200 freelancers every month to help us compete and fill our own talent gaps. So we use our own service to as a company to compete.
Okay, and what was the impetus to get Elance going? Why did you start it in the first place? Why did it get started?
You know, we felt, and we're seeing it now, that the world of work was changing. Freelancers and many independent professionals were looking to work from wherever they lived. And we believe, and our vision is that, you know, talent is what really matters. And as companies get more comfortable with hiring remotely and with the communication tools and even, you know, hiring from the cloud, if you will, we thought this would be the future of work, and we're probably only in the first inning of this, but from all results that we've seen to date, this is definitely happening. It's a real phenomena, and as an example, we'll pay out $300 million in freelancer earnings just in 2013. So it is a phenomena that is accelerating quite rapidly.
Well, that's some good background about Elance. So can you get into a little bit of detail about what Elance provides and how people use it and who's using it?
Sure. You know, what Elance is at its core is a way for small businesses, and over 90% of the businesses who hire on Elance are small businesses, typically under 10 employees. We enable them to find freelancers, hire them, and then actually pay. So we'll actually do the work through our system. And the way that works is a company will come in, post a job, say they need a graphic designer for a few weeks, and they'll get proposals from freelancers who meet that criteria. We'll actually recommend some freelancers so you can invite them. And then the freelancers essentially bid on your work, and it can bid on a project base, say, you know, a certain amount of money as a fixed fee. Or if you're looking to hire someone, you know, on an hourly basis, you can also see freelancers' rates by that way. You can see their portfolio. You can see what work they've done. And then as a result, choose which freelancer you want to work with. And then you actually do the work on our platform. They deliver it through the platform, and you pay through the platform. So that's the basics on how it works. There's some additional details that I can share later, but I just wanted to start there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know you guys recently did a study to get a better understanding of how small and medium businesses are using your Elance services. So what are some of the top trends that came through on that?
Yeah, we did, and you know, as a baseline, there are 800,000 companies hiring on Elance at any given month, and we have over 2.8 million freelancers who are active on the service. 40% of those freelancers are in the U.S. So what we do periodically is have studies of and actually use our own data to see what's happening in this, you know, phenomena in this, you know, this emerging world of work. And, you know, overall businesses last quarter, the hiring increased 51% year over year. And in this economy, you know, you don't necessarily see hiring numbers like that. And I think, you know, just today that the numbers came out and were a little bit south of projections. So, you know, as usual, small businesses are leading the way with new ways of getting work done more effectively. And the biggest insight from the survey that we've seen over the last 12 months but is accelerating is the use of businesses recognize they have a skill gap and are filling that with an online freelancer. So 70% of businesses say that they're using Elance to fill a skill gap. And that skill gap could be, I need a mobile app developed. I need someone to design a brochure. I just need someone to help me launch my website.
Right.
The number and the quality of the skill that you can get online is amazing. And it takes a little bit of a change in behavior, because I know, my wife has her small business. And initially, when she's thinking to get some help, she'll look around locally. And here in Mountain View, at least, there are, for the scale of her business, first, there weren't that many people who are available because they're all busy, because the economy is pretty strong here. And it's also fairly expensive to hire someone in the Bay Area right now. So what she can do, though, is hire somebody outside the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and get someone who's willing to work right away and often at a discount for what she can find locally. So there's a cost savings aspect to it. There's a speed of getting something done. And then you don't have to sacrifice quality. In fact, in the survey, 87% said that the quality is that they're getting online is greater than what they or equal to what they're getting locally. So it's becoming a core part of their strategy. And that some have gone where they're hiring freelancers not just for project work, but 50% are hiring for projects that go over 6 months and almost doing a staff augmentation, if that makes sense.
Wow, yeah. Now, where are most of your freelancers from? Are a lot of them from overseas? Or
40% are in the U.S., and that has, as you look at what makes Elance distinct from, say, some other services that may be out there, is we have a core strength in U.S. and North American freelancers. We do have really talented freelancers in Eastern Europe, Serbia, Romania, some of their best mobile designers and engineers we find there. We also have a group based in, the typical that you've probably heard about in India as well. And there's different strengths of each individual. And you can certainly get things done, cheaper, and it really becomes what you're looking for and what type of quality that you're looking for, what type of work that you're looking for. But, one thing that I've done recently is I've hired a virtual assistant to help me as I'm planning my month or planning what I need to do. So this person is helping me personally scale. I don't have, I'm not great at anything. In fact, at PowerPoint, I'm not very good at all or any type of presentations or graphic design. So I've hired somebody who I work with, talk on Skype or just send an email, and I'm able to make myself more effective using a freelancer.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us, we're trying to do so much ourselves. A lot of times that would be much more time and cost effective, for sure.
Yeah, I look at my to-do list, and there's some things that I'm good at and some things that I just don't like doing. So I've been able to really, ease the burden and focus on the things that I do great, and then hire quality talent and do so in a very efficient way so I can get move my business ahead.
Right. So how does one of the things, we've used Elance here at SMB Group for a while, but I think one of the big benefits is this whole platform you have to manage everything from finding the freelancer through, paying the freelancer. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that works?
Sure. So, as you said, Elance is more than just a job board, because you find someone but you actually work with them, and what we provide is a secure workroom. So after you've hired and negotiated the rate with the freelancer, you've placed in a workroom, and then you're able to communicate through that, and everything gets documented in this workroom, so you don't have to go back to email to look anything. You have one place where all your work's been done, where files have been shared, where you can look at the latest the latest work that has been done. And then you can set up milestones. For example, if you're working with a freelancer on a project, you can set up specific milestones that they're working against, much as you would do at work. And then on the payment side, you can actually tie the payment to the milestones. So Elance has an escrow service that puts the money in a in an escrow, and then you don't have to, as a business, release those funds to your freelancer until you're satisfied with the work.
It's really easy and convenient. Definitely.
And we'll take care of all tax implications. We'll file the 1099s for businesses automatically, and if it's an hourly job, you don't have to worry about tracking work separately. All the freelancer's work is tracked within our service, and you can actually ask the freelancer to almost audit their work so you can see what they're doing, and then you'll get an invoice through the system. Just click to approve it, and then the freelancer will get paid automatically through our service.
Yeah. So, as I've said, we have used Elance for a while. We really have gotten a lot of benefit from it. But I remember being kind of weary about it before we tried it. What would you say to somebody who hasn't used it yet and is like a little, I don't know, what's a good way for them to kind of get started?
It's a great question. In fact, my first experience with Elance was I was with a small business and had I didn't have much of staff. There was myself and I had three engineers with me, and I needed to, build a website. So I have the same experience and apprehension that you did. And I guess there's a few tips. First, you want to start with something small. Working with a remote worker is a different experience. It almost requires a little bit different skill sets and organization skills to really plot out what you need and make it as easy as possible for the freelancer to do what you need. So the first thing that I would say that I faced and that everyone will face is like, which freelancer to choose? How do I determine which one is the right one for me? So what we've done, unfortunately, we've made this a lot easier since when I, hired my first freelancer on Elance, is you have, almost like as in eBay or any other service, you can see the ratings from past freelancers. So when a freelancer gives you a proposal, what we're going to do is we're going to rank them for you based on what we think, based on their skill match, we think how they match to you. So we do a little bit of the work for you, but hiring is a personal decision, so it's really important that you spend some time looking at the freelancers that we've recommended, and you can look at their reputation, you can look at past comments from clients that they've worked with, you can see samples of their work, you can see if they've taken skill tests in the area that you're looking for, and that really helps build trust in what they can do.
Right.
And then once you've given them a small project, just check on their communication style. Make sure that you're comfortable with it. A key decision to make when you're hiring that I think for a new person on Elance is really the time zone of the person that you're working with. In a lot of cases, the newer businesses hiring on Elance, they select someone in their same time zone. And then as you get more comfortable with it, it's actually kind of empowering to hire someone outside of your time zone. So you give them a project, you go to bed, and the next morning they're working on it and you see the results. So, but from a communication standpoint, being very clear with your freelancer after you've hired them and to make sure that the work is appropriate. And if there is something that goes south on you and that the job doesn't go right, and this is a very small percentage of the time, we have a dispute team that will come in, and if someone has done something that is just misrepresentative of their skills, we'll come in and we'll refund your money. So we do have payment protection for all clients. So
awesome.
Our goal is to make everyone feel that first experience and have that trusted experience, because if we don't have that trust, and that's why we are the leading online work platform, that that's crucial to our success.
Yeah, well, thanks. That's a big benefit, having that kind of safety net layer there. And, you know, I have to just say, from my personal experience with you, Lance, that I think it's a great service. I love it. So, Rich, thank you so much for your time today and for joining me today to talk about Elance. And we will, post a link to elance.com with this blog and also a link to an infographic from your study so people can learn more about what you found out.
That's super.
Thank you.
And, you know, one thing I didn't mention, and thanks so much for the opportunity, it's actually free to post a job on Elance. You don't have to pay anything. So, as a business,
right,
you know, just putting up your job, there's no cost to you. The way our pricing works is actually, let's say I posted a job for you, Lori, or probably it's more likely that you would hire me, but I would post a job for you, and let's say you thought that it was worth $1,000. What Elance does is Elance adds 8.75%. So I would see $1,087.50. And then when the job was completed, I would pay the job. You'd get your $1,000, and then Elance would get $87.50. So that's how Elance makes money. But to go and try and to see what freelancers and the amazing talent that you can get online, all you need to do is really go to elance.com and post your job, and you'll be amazed.
Okay. Well, Rich, thank you again so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Lori.